Welcome to the 2016 Rally America National Championship, where the best stage rally drivers compete on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Over 8 rounds of racing through the snow, mud, dust, and forest. Airing coast to coast across the United States, only one radio show is bringing you the action. This is Rally America Radio, powered by the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and we're your home for coverage of the 2016 Rally America National Championship. Game on. Jim Beaver out here with Rally America Radio, day number 3, the final day of the 2016 Oregon Trail Rally down here in downtown Duffer, Oregon, getting ready to cap off this rally with 5 more stages on tap today. Some lightning fast stages. Rally cars are going to be tapped out, 6 gear, pushing them for all they're worth. And man, do we have a shootout on our hands, both in open class. We've got Travis Pastrana, David Higgins, neck and neck, only seconds apart with 5 stages left. It's going to be running 110% today, pushing these Subaru WRXs, STIs to the max. And then in two-wheel drive, Cameron Steely, Ryan Millen. Same thing, just a complete deadlock there for the two-wheel drive title with or win here at Oregon Trail with 5 stages yet remaining. And then SP Super Production, Northwestern local Jeff Seahorn looks to have a solid lead over Troy Miller. Have yet to find out if Troy Miller is out of the rally or not yet. We will get that story here this morning for you. But Troy Miller definitely hurts his chances at a championship this year. But yeah, Jeff Seahorn, local favorite, he is out front in Super Production. And then looking at the B-Spec, it is all the Honda of Jordan Guitar. Just a dominating effort by him, just as the Honda guys do. Those things are dialed in for B-Spec. But we're going to see if we can catch up with some of these drivers, get some storylines, interviews, heading into this third and final day of the 2016 Oregon Trail Rally. All right, we got Christian Edstrom here, co-driver for Travis Pastrana. Day number 3, almost called day number 2 of Oregon Trail Rally. But another solid effort by you and Travis, obviously coming off the win at 100 Acre. You back in the car for the first time in quite a while. Got to be, you know, feel pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's going well. It's obviously my first time back in the car, back with Travis for 5 years. So a little bit, a little bit of sort of getting used to each other and adjusting, obviously, to the fast new car. But we feel real good. Had a good day yesterday. We struggled a little bit on the tarmac stages. And then the last stage wasn't our absolute best. But going into today, 4.8 seconds behind, we'll try to nip at their heels and keep it interesting for sure.
Yeah.
Well, and you and Travis obviously have, won championships together in the past. I mean, was going into 100 Acre, was there any rust that needed to be burned off? Obviously, you guys must have gelled right from the start to be able to run away with that victory.
Yeah, it goes well. Like, the job is the job, right? Reading the notes is good. Travis and I always have a laugh on the transits, and it's always a great time. We were lucky we had 2 days worth of testing before 100 Acre Wood, so that let me get proper scared by how fast the new cars are. But by the time the event rolled around, it was like old times again.
Well, and that being said, I mean, you're a guy, you said you haven't been with Travis in the car in 5 years. How has the change in speed in these open class cars been in the past 5 years?
It's unbelievable. When you sit in the car event after event, they get faster, but you don't really notice it. You step away for 5 years and you come back. The speed is incredible, but really what's changed even more is the suspension and the stability. So the cars are faster, but they don't really feel that much faster because they take jumps and they land and they just suck it up and you're right back on it.
So going into today, 5 stages left, super, super fast stages. What are you guys looking out for?
We're really comfortable with the notes on 14, 15, and 16. So obviously the long loop is in the morning. So we'll attack hard on those 3 stages, come back to service midday, sort of see where we're at, and then figure out the strategy for the last 2.
All right. Well, good luck, Christian. Thanks for the interview.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're catching up here with Craig Drew, day number 3 of Oregon Trail Rally. And, take us through yesterday. And, I know obviously it's got to be fun for you guys having a close battle with your teammates.
Yeah, any form of motorsport, all you want is a close battle, whether it's your teammates or anybody else. But obviously an extra bit of spice when it's sort of internal team rivalry. But we had a tough day yesterday. The stages are very loose, and obviously being the first car on the road, sweeping a lot of gravel. We found it a lot better when we were doing repeat stages. But generally a pretty good day for us. We kind of did what we needed to do. Again, we're in the same position today where we're going to be sweeping the loose stages, but you know, hopefully we can have a good push. We know these stages pretty well from doing them in previous years, so we're going to be giving it everything today to get the win.
Yeah, and that being said, I know the five stages today, very, very fast stages, some of the fastest ones we see all year. You know, as far as you calling notes, anything, any adjustments you make for the speed?
No, I mean, obviously you have to just read a little bit faster. But the main thing on fast stages is just being aware of any tight corners that are coming up. Obviously, when you're flat in sixth gear, a 100 or 200 meter straight goes pretty quickly. So you don't really have to adjust too much. Like I said, we've done these stages a lot of times. We worked hard on the recce to improve our notes as much as we can. So we're pretty confident going into today.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Craig. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right, we got Jeff Seahorn here, kicking off day number three of the Oregon Trail Rally. You got a solid lead out front. Got to be pretty happy where you guys sit.
Yeah, we were pretty happy with yesterday, and everything seemed to go pretty well. Stages felt good. I think we pushed pretty hard, and everything felt fast. I'm familiar with all these stages here today, so we're just going to try and go flat out where we can and, you know, bring it home safe. Changing the strut outs yesterday, I'm a little worried about the jump because we don't have the longer travel in the back anymore. I'm just going to probably won't get any impressive pictures off the jump today, but we're just going to check up for it a little bit and take it easy so I don't break the car and bring home a good run on Boyd and hopefully bring home a good run or hopefully bring home a good day.
Yep. How were the tarmac stages yesterday evening? How'd you like those?
Oh, those were awesome. I felt right at home. We had some nice sticky tarmac tires and car's a little squishy and stuff. The suspension's not really set up for it, but I road race motorcycles for 12 years, so you know, I was trailing in and you know, everything felt really good, and it was a lot of fun to do that at the end of the day after a long day, just go up and relax and in a nice smooth stage and have tons of fun up Maryhill. Everyone that didn't come here is missing out because it was awesome.
All right, well, thanks a lot. Good luck today, Jeff, and we'll catch up with you the first service.
Yep, thanks, Jim.
All right, we got Ryan Millen here. Day number three of Oregon Trail Rally. Kind of cool saying day number three of a rally. Don't get that often here in the States, but man, you guys are in one heck of a battle, buddy.
Yeah, it's close. Yeah, definitely stoked on the third day. Pretty rad to do that, you know. In rallying, I think it's fun just to have that night to regather yourself. And you're definitely right. I mean, 9/10 of a second between us after an hour and a half of racing is pretty close, so to say the least. So. But feeling pretty proud and happy with where we're at with the RAV4 and going to be running against turbocharged cars that are lighter than us and in a stock SUV feels pretty good.
Yeah. Well, and that being said, you know, some high-speed stages today. You know, how do you guys attack those in, you know, in the Toyota? Just push 110%?
Yeah, flat, man. As the finish say, maximum attack, you know. We've kind of been on maximum attack the last couple days. So, I don't know. We'll see. It's hard to say. Some of those uphills are probably our weakness, but you know, if we can get some downhill, that feels pretty good. Got a little gravity helping us out.
Little weight behind.
Yeah, you know, once we get that weight going, it feels pretty good.
All right, well, good luck to you guys out there today. We'll catch up with you the first service.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, we got Troy Miller here catching up with Troy, and I got to say, you know, seeing you in street clothes, not a good thing on day number three, buddy.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Our car was a little bit down in power all weekend, and we were struggling with getting it started. And on the last stage, it started knocking, and then it finally blew on the trains at back at the end last night. So we searched around, we tried to find another engine, and nobody's able to come up with one. So we ended up having to pull the plug.
So looking, you know, forward to the rest of the season. You know, when I know we're going to see at some point, you know, this year. Any idea when?
Yeah, probably STPR. I'll probably be in a two-wheel drive car, and just go out to have fun. Our season's over, and our you know hopes of a championship's over. So probably just take the Fiesta out and you know do the home event.
Awesome. Well, it'll be great seeing you in something. Obviously, we know the Fiesta can win races, so, you know, it'll be great seeing you in anything.
Cool. Thanks a lot. I'll see you there.
All right. Thanks, Troy.
Thank you.
All right. Catching up here, we got Steve LaRosa getting ready to kick off day number three of the Oregon Trail Rally. And, you know, let's talk tarmac stages. How are those, man? You're a dirt guy. How were the tarmac stages yesterday?
It was a lot of fun. We got to run the Maxxis Slicks, and they are so grippy.
I had no idea until about halfway through the stage how grippy they were. And by the time we got to the top of the hill, I got it figured out. And our next run through, we were faster. I think we were second on one of them, third on the other. So that was good, you know, but you're not making up a lot of time on that little 2 mile stretch. So we have some time to make up, and realistically today is probably not the day to make up time because there's only 39 miles. So we'll see what happens. A lot can happen.
39 miles and it's all super, super high speed stuff, right?
Yeah, there's not many twos or threes, you know, sharpness of the turn out there today. The guys worked really hard all night last night. I think I was still getting texts at 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. So they're chasing the issue. So hopefully we got it worked out today. And if we do, you know, the positive of that is we'll be set up good to go into Olympus and still be swinging. If we come out of here with some points today, we'll still be sitting good in the overall points and just keep plugging away.
That being said, you guys hauling all the way back to East Coast, or are you keeping the stuff out here on the West Coast for the turnaround here in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, we're going to leave it out here at a race shop in Portland. The guy keeps our cars every year. The mechanics will stay and prep the cars for 4 or 5 days, and then everybody will fly home and then turn around and come back and pick the cars up and head up to Olympia.
All right, well, good luck out there today, Steve. We'll definitely catch up with you at the first service.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right, we got Cameron Steele here, day number 3, Oregon Trail Rally, man, and I don't know, you and Ryan Millen, I just talked with him, and he's all smiles, you're all smiles. This is what rallying's about, buddy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is exactly, I came into this event saying I want a good battle with Ryan. I now wish I wouldn't have said that, because now we're less than a second apart, and now I'm going to have to actually really push today and keep it clean. I know we had a couple instances yesterday, we had a couple spins, but, you know, I'm really excited for today. I'm glad we're here. I'm excited, you know, this is what I wanted. I wanted a battle. I want to be pushed. I want to keep progressing the sport and pushing my limits myself, so I'm happy that Ryan's there, and I'm excited. I really am.
Well, you guys today, going into today, obviously some really, really fast stages. You guys have, you know, the turbocharged Fiesta. You feel like you might have a little bit of an advantage?
Yeah, we do have a little bit of advantage, and I think that's kind of helped us out. I think Ryan's actually been driving better than we have this event, so I give him mad props for that. But, yeah, hopefully we can take that to our advantage, and I can pick up my driving a little bit today, and we can come away with a win.
All right. Well, good luck out there. Looking forward to seeing how this plays out.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we got Jordan Guitar here, and getting ready to kick off day number 3 of Oregon Trail Rally. You guys got a pretty solid lead in B-Spec. How's everything feeling?
Car's doing well so far. The tires yesterday were really grippy. We had some other issues in the beginning of the day with our communication system, but we recovered. I think we did pretty well.
That being said, how were the tarmac stages of the fit yesterday evening?
They were pretty fun, actually. I was surprised. It wasn't quite as much a grade as we were expecting, and we ran some of the Maxxis tarmac tires, so they did really well.
So some high-speed stages today, some super high-speed stages. I know ones that were a repeat from last year. I don't know, were you co-driving last year? Did you run this event last year? I know James did in one of the fits.
I did not. I co-drove 2 years ago for James. That was 3 years ago. Yeah, I remember them being quite fast, so we'll have to try and maintain some momentum today. We'll turn the air conditioning off, I think.
That's what you got to love, this car. You know, it's won a lot of races here, but still very much stock. You know, definitely a proven platform you guys have here in the fit.
Yeah, it's been pretty well for us. I think this car is pretty solid. It's fun to drive.
All right, well, thanks a lot, and definitely good luck out there. We'll catch up later.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, got Jason Harper here catching up, running the CPD Racing with Scott Putnam. And, you know, take us, I know yesterday you said, we're going to take it easy. I know how that is. You get in a race car, and it's not always taking it easy. How'd everything go?
It went good, man. You know, again, progressive. I race a lot on the road, and so getting out here on the gravel is a whole different world. So, you know, being progressive, but I have to say, man, there's something about this racing that's really special. You know, every corner is a new corner. It's all exciting. It all looks different. You know, even transiting between stages, you're in beautiful places. But, yeah, it's hard not to get the red mist creeping in a little bit and thinking, I'm going to be competitive. And then we drove at night last night on the cliff, and that was interesting. And any hopes of me being competitive in this race... We got on the cliff last night. It was dark. It was dusty. And any hopes of being competitive in this race pretty much went out the window at that point. I lost minutes. But did no damage to the car yet. Third day, and it's really too much fun. This is the kind of stuff that gets you arrested in any other any other arena.
Well, and I got to ask you, yesterday, kind of the anomaly in North American Rally is tarmac stage. We just don't get them like they do in Europe. Yesterday, you guys got to run two of them, and obviously you got a lot of experience on on the blacktop. How were those stages?
Dude, it was awesome. The hill climb was so much fun. Huge crowd out there as well. But suddenly I was like, okay, now I can play. I know this traction, so that was a blast. That was way too much fun. So give me tarmac.
So heading into today, we got some super high speed stages. How things looking?
Well, I'm a lot more comfortable with the high speed from just some time yesterday. So goal is still stay out of trouble. Keep Scott's shit happy. And I'm looking forward to. I'm originally from New Mexico, and our last stage of the day is dirt that looks like New Mexican dirt. So that may be my happy place.
Awesome. Well, good luck out there. We'll definitely catch up with you later today.
Good luck to me.
All right, that's it here from the kickoff here at Park Exposé, day number 3 of the 2016 Oregon Trail Rally. And drivers starting to go head out on stage. We've got 3 stages at Service Park and then 2 stages to wrap things up. We'll be bringing you full coverage throughout the day here from the service and the finish and the podium interviews. Man, it's a great one shaping up with David Higgins, Travis Pastrana, only second separating them. We got less than a second separating Cameron Steele and Ryan Millen in two-wheel drive. Jeff Seahorn, solid lead in SP. And then in B-Spec, we've got Jordan Guitar in the Honda Fit with a solid lead there as well. But, lots of racing action out here, lots of rally action, long, fast stages, long, fast straights, I should say, not necessarily stage length, but long, fast straights, some of the highest speed stages we'll see all year long coming at us here on Sunday of the 2016 Oregon Trail Rally. Be sure and follow me at JimBeaver15, your Rally America Radio host, on Instagram and Twitter, and be sure and follow Rally America. It's at Rally America Series on Instagram, Rally_America on Twitter, rally-america.com for the timing and scoring, and appreciate all you listeners that have been tuning in over Friday and Saturday and watching our live streams as well. Always appreciated. Without you guys listening in and tuning in, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. But, lots of great rally action. We will have full coverage here with Rally America Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you from the first service here at the 2016 Oregon Trail Rally, round 3 of the 2016 Rally America National Championship.